Becoming athletic director at Southeast Missouri State University. Having enjoyed FB success at NEMSU now Truman ST. I was fully aware of the MIAA conference and Southeast MO. ST. SEMO as they were a conference member located in Cape Girardeau, MO on the Mississippi River. Beautiful campus. I applied for the open A.DS position and was selected. The transition was fairly easy from an athletic standpoint, but I was to soon learn that the administration didn't know if a FB was pumped or stuffed. I reported to Gus Meyer, who was a VP to the press. Dr. Least tamper. The university had great potential, but improving the athletic program was going to take a new and visionary approach and a supportive administration. We had an outdated basketball arena, a great track program and coach, but the need for a new all-weather track and FB improvements, including a new press box. The ADS position had been in a state of limbo and was crying out for leadership. It did not take long to realize that the university administration was not real interested in athletics, and the VP I reported to was athletically ignorant. I organized a new fundraising strategy based on using volunteer SEMO boosters selected by team captains using the NFL draft strategy. Our first drive was modestly successful, and my team concept would prove beneficial to me in my next position. In assessing our facilities, I felt that we needed to build a domed facility that could handle FB and BB and would seat 15,000. Our FB stadium was okay but needed press box upgrades, and the BB arena was embarrassing. The success of the domes at Northern Iowa and Northern Arizona convinced me that the dome would solve much of our facility needs and outshine all of our conference competitors. I found a gifted artist and I used him to design the outward appearance of the dome, similar to NOAA. I decided to make a pitch to Pepsi to help finance a large portion of the new Pepsi dome, with the roof being 6.5 acres, looking like a Pepsi bottle cap, even to the serrated etch. The Pepsi franchise owner was Harry L. Crisp, and it was the fifth most successful Pepsi area in the country. Crisp got the VP of Pepsi marketing to come from Chicago to see our presentation. Our artist had done the Pepsi dome, Pepsi cups, tickets, and other athletic Pepsi graphics that were truly impressive. This was 1978-79, and no other school had done what we were proposing. The Pepsi exec told Crisp that ours was the best athletic presentation he had ever seen, but they declined. I am convinced that had we been a DIVI university in a metro area, they would have done it in a heartbeat. We were DIV 2 and in a town of 30,000+. Not big enough to warrant their investment. I had also taken upon myself to see how much money I could raise in pledges in 24 hours towards the dome concept. I garnered $100,000 in my 24 HR test period. Got great coverage in student newspaper. In the summer of 78, I got a call from an AD at a junior college in Alabama who said that our assistant basketball coach had seen a basketball player working out in a gym in Alabama. His name was Desi Barmore. More on him later. It was against NCAA rules to see players in what could be perceived as participating in a tryout. The assistant coach in question was going to summer school, and as school would be soon starting for the coming year, I waited for his return to question him about this. When he did return, we talked and he acknowledged that he did see Desi play. I then sent a letter to the NCAA telling them what had been done, and apparently my letter and the letter from the complaining AD in Alabama arrived at the NCAA within a day of each other. So the NCAA decides to investigate the SEMO basketball program. They found that our basketball manager gave used practice t-shirts to some of our prospects, along with a few other minor infractions plus the tryout complaint. We fully cooperated with the NCAA, but the official we dealt with made us feel that we were paying thousands of dollars to secure recruits. Our basketball coaches had made some mistakes that needed to be corrected, but they were treated poorly by the NCAA. Very disappointed in their process. Our admin was of little to no help. In 1979, it became clear to me that I needed to get out of SEMO and I did want to get into DIVI athletics. I applied for the head fundraising job at Fresno ST University, which was a booster group called the Bulldog Foundation. During this process I got a call to come up to the board meeting with the president and the members of the governing board. Press. Least Tamper pulls out 5 or 6 travel requests from me that had not been returned after my trip. I was stunned because I had completed all of the forms in question. He did his best to embarrass me in front of the board. I left totally bewildered. When I returned to my office, I explained the situation to my secretary who handled all of the paperwork. She had no answers. At the end of the workday, the business manager, his wife, and I went through the office by ourselves looking for my completed paperwork. Finally, in her middle desk drawer, pushed way in the very back of her drawer, were all of my completed travel reports. I then informed my VP of what we found and fired the seconds the next day. Never got any explanation for her action and no apology from the press. Now I really wanted to get out of Semo. When I flew to Fresno for the interview, I discovered that they were using a very similar team concept plan that I had initiated at Semo. At first I think they thought I copied their idea, but when I explained how I arrived at my plan, they seemed pleased that I was already familiar with their approach. I returned to Semo and later got a call offering me the job, which I accepted. I submitted my resignation in early 79 and was just awaiting my time at Semo to end. Perhaps because I was leaving, the president may have seen the opportunity to scale down the athletic program in the void of athletic leadership as a result of my coming departure. When I got the details of what the president was going to propose to the board, I was incensed that he would be so damaging to our program, coaches and athletes. The press had also announced the findings of the NCAA investigation in a manner that was extremely misleading, such as 1. Clothing inducement, which were used practice t-shirts, 2. Entertainment, was a hamburger steak, 3. Free transportation, was in one instance a coach returning from visiting his parents out of state and bringing back 4 student athletes who lived about 15 miles from his parents' home, and the other occasion involved picking up a signed prospect on an empty charter flight to begin summer employment. The president never mentioned that we self-reported the violation and that I self-reported, which prompted the investigation. I took out a 3/4 page ad in the Southeast Missourian newspaper on February 8 of 79 to make the public aware of what was going on. Admittedly, I did not keep my cool and just leave for California without saying a word. Not my style to accept deliberate harm. I walked into the board unannounced, as I was not on the agenda, and told the board what the president was doing was going to be extremely harmful to Semo athletics, especially basketball. I found out later that Press Least Tamper never cleared up the travel form issue, which he brought up before the board. After I left, the board opted to immediately terminate my services as opposed to my resignation date. There was a popular song at the time called "Take This Job and Shove It" that my staff played for me before I departed. I was wrong to barge into the board meeting, and I understood the board's action. Later in 79, the board fired Least Tamper as they found out just exactly what he was all about. Justice sometimes takes a while to render its verdict. One of the projects that I worked on during my time at Semo was the design of a new all-weather track, which was built after I left and was the best in the state. The dome was never built, but they did build a new facility for basketball. I stirred the pot, created some vision, and although my tenure was rather brief, I do feel I made a positive difference in Semo athletics. On to California.